The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby. Do you want to go higher, baby? That is the question. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California. How you doing, Junior?
I'm good. Doing good. How are you?
I've recovered, I think. I'm still a little green around the gills. My goodness. Yeah. Yeah, it took me all day to clear my head yesterday after partying at the Stones concert.
Get it. That is exactly why I don't drink when I DJ anymore, because it takes me too long to recover. I can't do it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, normally, you know, that's the thing. So the concert got canceled. I had no control that it was on a Tuesday night, and, you know, and it was right before a big show, too. And so, I mean, they're all big shows, but, you know... You can't. Anyway.
I mean, you can't miss the Stones. Like you said yesterday, you never know if it's going to be their last one. I mean, I have a feeling it's not. Those guys still look like they, and like you saying, I mean, they can still run around the stage and belt those songs out. And you know, it may not be, but you know, you can't take that chance. I mean, with a band like that, it may have been your last shot. So
yeah. Well, you know what? They're in Austin in a couple of weeks, and I'm thinking, you know, and then so Marie said, "What are you turning into, a groupie?"
You're going to follow him around.
I'm going to follow him around. I've got so obsessed by having fun. Oh, my gosh. I haven't had fun in so long. It was great. But we've got a great show today. We do. We've got Dewan Bennett with us the whole hour. We're talking about the benefits of being friends before partners. Let me introduce him. Dewan, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Now, I am jealous. You went to the Stones concert? I knew they were in town, but...
I
didn't know I was going to meet anyone that was actually able to get tickets. So that's pretty cool that you were able to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I bought them last year before before the pandemic started. And so, you know, we didn't know if we were going to be able to go, if they were actually going to tour. And then Charlie Watts died. And we were like, oh, my gosh, I bet that the tour is going to get canceled. But I'm telling you, they rocked the house. It was insane. It was the best vibe at a concert I have ever been at. So I wish you were there. But they're going to be in Austin in a couple of weeks. You want to meet me there?
Even though I'm vaccinated, I get anxiety about being in concert settings and big games. I'm working my way out of it. I'm working my way out of it.
Okay, so you get. Tell me again what you do. I can't believe my ears.
Well, it's not even that I get anxiety where I start to kind of have an anxiety or panic attack, but I just get worried every time I hear somebody cough or sneeze. I'm like, I wonder if that was a COVID cough. So I'm working my way out of it.
Oh, man. Man. You gotta listen to Tuesday's show. You got to go back and listen to the podcast. There's a lot to know about COVID. And, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist per se, but I'll tell you what. I do think there's something up. There's something up, and I don't know. I'm questioning everything now, but you should go back and listen to Tuesday's show. You have control over your immune system. You know, look at me. I'm the shrink now, telling you, right?
we all learn from each other, and it's probably not even me worried about myself. It's just me worried about, I got a son. He's not of age to get vaccinated yet.
No.
That's probably one of the biggest things.
We're exposed to cold and flu viruses all year long. You just are. The most important thing is you just keep your immune system strong, keep your body well hydrated, you know, take your vitamin D if you can't get out in the sun, which this time of year is more difficult. And that's why, you know, flu and cold season, Dewan, it's in the fall and through spring, because that's when people are indoors and they're not getting that natural vitamin D3 from the sun, which is, you know, critical for immune health. Absolutely critical.
That is true.
Yeah,
sure. I take my vitamin D every day. They're right here on my desk at the office.
And your vitamin C. Your vitamin C and your zinc. Vitamin C is a huge one. I've learned more about vitamin C in this past year, I think everybody has, than ever before. That's one of the good things that came out of the pandemic. And we did a show with Dr. Thomas E. Levy a couple of, I guess it was last week sometime. He's been on twice now. An amazing scientist and medical doctor who is one of the top experts in the world on vitamin C and the power of it. I encourage you to get his book, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but he actually wrote a book about how you can kill viruses with vitamin C. Like, and and it's real. It's real science.
I'll check it out. Look, Vern, I say, look, Vern's always, you know, vulnerable on the show. I'll be honest and let people know, hey, even though I'm a therapist, I get a little anxious sometimes
there
in
you
certain
go.
Situations. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Now, most of the time, I still expose myself to that because I try to work myself through being anxious in those situations. But, hey.
I love how honest you are, and I think that's why you're so popular. I mean, people love it when you're on the show, Dwan, for a reason. You know, you're just a cool guy, and I love your honesty. I really do, and I wish more people were more honest like that. I think our world would be a better place. Do you agree, Junior?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah, no, I love it.
I agree as well.
But, you know, I love this topic today, too, talking about the benefits of being friends before partners. Let me introduce you. Because I didn't give your bio yet. So Dwan Bennett is a licensed professional counselor with 2 master's degrees and over 12 years of counseling experience. He currently has his own practice, Dwan Bennett Counseling, in Dallas, Texas. He believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master self-awareness and emotional control. You can find Dwan on Instagram at d.bennett_counseling or his website, dbennettcounseling.com. I would love to have you as my therapist. I would. I just love, like I said, your honesty and your candor. And you're so smart, too. Like, you're really, really, you're just a great therapist. So let's talk about this. The benefits of being friends before partners. This is an article from Psychology Today that we pulled. So, you know, Dwan, how many romantic relationships start from friendships?
You got to think about it. A lot of them start from friendships. Obviously, you know, a lot of research shows that's the number one way in which people are meeting their partners, is they're meeting them through friendships. So when you look at it, you think about who are the people that know you the best, your friends. And so they're going to vouch for you, you know, kind of like the intro you gave me, which was very nice, by the way. You when you know people, you can speak highly of them and you can speak on them. And I think when you have friends who know of a friend that's single, and they have another friend that they feel like, hey, those would be a match. Those are ways in which people are meeting. So I think the fact that you see people meeting, you know, relationships from friends or as friends, being friends, knowing of each other, going to high school together or college, I think you're seeing that a significant amount of relationships are being built through those early friendships, and people prefer it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to be, I mean, your lover should be like one of your best friends, maybe not your, I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings about it because, you know, it's a complex subject. It really is, for a lot of different reasons, depending upon how you broach it. But Junior, what are your thoughts? You have anything going on that you want to share?
I think being friends first is I mean, it worked for me. I can't speak for obviously for every relationship, but for me and my wife, that's what we did. Like we dated for 2 years. We were engaged for 2 years and then we got married.
But you were hot for her the whole time. Admit it.
Oh, yes, for sure. No, absolutely. I mean,
so you weren't really friends. You were hot for her.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I did.
You had an agenda.
But no. I wouldn't call it an agenda. We definitely did things as like we went out and did a lot of things. I remember when we dated, I mean, we went out and played mini golf. We went to theme parks. We went to movies. We went to different restaurants. Like, we just did things. I was in Florida at the time. You know, we would go down to the sponge docks and just walk along the water. Like, we did things together before we started doing other things together. Like,
but did you always want to have sex with her?
Well, yeah, I mean, we started dating when I was like 18, 19 years old, of course. But I mean, that wasn't always like the first thing. You know, it wasn't.
Are you sure?
No, I'm sure. Like, I feel like we had a very like our relationship went very slow. We went really slow with our relationship. I think it worked out perfect for us, you know, because before we even moved in together, I knew so much about her, and, you know, it made it a little bit easier. You know, of course, you still are going to find things out when you do finally move in together with each other. But, you know, I felt like I kind of knew what to expect. So it wasn't as bad, you know, so
yeah,
I don't know. I felt like it worked for me.
Yeah.
And well, I hope my daughters do the same thing. I mean, I just feel like you should be friends first.
Excuse me. I think it's good to take it easy. Well, no matter what you do, you know, go slow. Take it easy. Now, Dewan, the point that I was trying to make is that really a friendship then? Are we talking about, you know, what are we talking about here?
Well, it's different, right? Because, you know, to a certain degree, knowing that you're interested in someone and kind of pursuing them along the way, that can start off with a friendship. But I think a lot of what, you know, the study is looking at and articles looking at is like friends that, you know, may not even have a romantic interest in each other in the beginning, but over time they start to get more familiar with each other and then they start to become intrigued, and that intrigue turns into interest, and then that interest turns into pursuit. And so there is a process where, hey, this person has been around me and they've always been themselves around me. So I feel like I know who they are. I think that serves that has a lot of value. I think being friends with someone before you are with them can help. But I think when you are friends and you have no romantic interest, hell, in some of these cases, that person may be already dating someone else when you get to know them and you meet them. But over time, you start to really like who they are. I think that can serve well for long-term relationships and relationships lasting.
Yeah, but when I was preparing to talk about this, so I thought about a couple of my really best guy friends, okay? And I can't imagine having sex with them. Like, ooh, they're my friends. You know,
Mary,
like,
listening.
There's nothing wrong with them, you know, or me. It's just like, it's either friendship or it's not. So that's what I'm trying to say here. But I just looked out the window and one of my dogs is in the front yard that shouldn't be there. So I'm going to go for a quick break and find out what the heck Charlie's doing in the front yard.
Charlie.
We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio and Dewan Bennett.
Want to advertise on One Life Radio? Send us an email, info@oneliferadio.com.
Hey everyone, I've got some fabulous news. Castor and Pollux, a brand that I've used for years, has joined us as our official pet sponsor of One Life Radio. Castor and Pollux is the maker of America's number one organic pet food. Their organics line of recipes is the only complete line of USDA organically certified pet food. And their pristine recipes are made with responsibly sourced ingredients such as wild-caught salmon and grass-fed beef. Castor and Pollux is the most comprehensive portfolio of purposeful pet food, setting the new standard in pet nutrition. Shop and order online at CastorPollexPet.com. That's CastorPollexPet.com. Or find it at Whole Foods, Natural Grocers, Sprouts, or Central Market.
Celebrating 10 years on the air. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix and Dewan Bennett. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. We're talking with Dewan Bennett about the benefits of being friends before partners. Okay, so Dewan, what would most people prefer, to be swept off their feet romantically? I know I would. Or build a romantic relationship from a friendship?
Well, it's about half. I mean, you know, from this article that we were referencing, now let's, you know, be honest, they're surveying college students, right? And so college students, a lot of this information is gathered, but, and kind of just other research and things of that nature, you'll see that about half people tend to want to, half of our population tend to want to either be, you know, swept off their feet in a romantic way by a complete stranger, mm-hmm. right? Because what do? We romanticize relationships, we romanticize, you know, meeting someone on a trip to Paris and, you know, falling in love with them and spending a weekend with them and then marrying them. And then there are some people that they want a certain level of comfort in that person that they're choosing to do life with. So they prefer to you know, marry a friend.
Yeah. I guess when we're the determining factor for me is the definition of friend, you know, somebody that you're clearly not attracted to, but you fall in love with through friendship because you find them so fascinating and fun. Right. And so maybe I need to change my game plan because I've been divorced twice, swept off my feet twice. So maybe I need to change my game. Right.
Yeah. Well, Bern, think about it like this. It's not that you're process didn't work. I mean, you did get married and those relationships maybe didn't last, you know, forever in the way that you intended it to. I think it's more so, again, your definition of the friends. I think that if you have a platonic friendship with someone, there is no sexual interest, there is no romantic interest in there, and you're just naturally friends, then the level of comfort that you have with that person, because you're never, you know, they're not interviewing you, you're not interviewing them, they're not courting you, you're not courting them, that allows you to really get to know that person. You know, platonic friends talk about their dating lives with each other, right? So you're starting to get a feel and learn, hey, this person seems like somebody I would be interested in. We have a lot of things in common. I may not even be naturally sexually attracted to them or physically attracted to them, but I am romantically attracted to them, which means I'm intellectually attracted to them. And right. I think that matters, because I think
in
societies, we put so much emphasis on being attracted to a person based on how they look. And we probably should be more attracted to a person based on how they make us feel.
Yeah, and I think we've all made that mistake. Here's the funny thing. So both of my ex-husbands, I'm friends, good friends with both of them. They're probably both listening right now. They listen to the show. So how crazy is that? That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it just shows that you guys did have a foundation for a good friendship. Romantically, it may not have worked for whatever reasons. And sometimes when we're younger and we get married and things of that nature, we may not have all the tools, but it does show that there was a good basis there for respect. Friendship, you cared about them. There was an unconditional regard for you guys' positive welfare, and they care for you, and you care for them. So that's a good sign.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we're all good people, but how does a friendship turn romantic with someone who, you know, like, is just, I'm thinking of one person right now who has been, I've been friends with for 30 plus years, and I can't imagine him having romantic feelings for me. It would wig me out.
I think one of the ways in which you commonly see friendships turn romantic is one of the ways is I think there's an intrigue. But before that, it's friends are there for each other, and we naturally bond to people who are there for each other.
Yeah.
And in any situations, we're talking about a heterosexual relationship, you have this male friend that anytime you need him, anytime you call him, he's there for you. You know, he stops what he's doing and he's there for you. And he's there to soothe you through some of your difficult times. And I think over time, you can start to be attracted to that person's consistency, to that person being there for you, and the fact that you're able to be vulnerable with that person. So I think because people, your friends, are the most consistent people in your life, I think it's easy to get attracted to people when you have people that are consistent in your life. We like consistency in this world. We like our consistent jobs. We like our consistent friends. We like our consistent restaurants and our consistent waitresses and waiters at restaurants. So I think consistency can breed romance at times.
Well, consistency is the key to success. I believe that with all my heart. No matter what it is, you have to be consistent, right? And another one is communication. And so if you're really good friends, of course you're going to have a successful relationship or friendship. Junior, what are you thinking about all this? You got some thoughts you want to share?
I mean, I think communication is key. That's still something that I'm learning. It's weird too, because, you know, I work in communications, but I'm horrible at communicating when it comes to relationships. I'm really bad.
You are.
I am.
And I haven't known you that long. Junior and I have known each other, what, about a year and a half now? I'm not going to say you're terrible, but it's kind of like, you know, you got to pull information out of you.
Yeah, I'm a bad communicator. I just kind of, I don't know. So I'm starting to learn to that, you know, I need to speak up more instead of, you know. I'm also that person that would, I keep things bottled up and then I just explode. So that was a big part in the beginning of our relationship, was she wouldn't even know sometimes why I was getting mad, because I'd be mad from things from 2 weeks ago, but it just all started building up. And then I just, you know, it all just comes out. So yes, communication is just, I mean, that's the key. Communication and compromise is the key in relationships. Yes.
Yeah. The three C's. What do you want to say about all that, Dewan?
I agree. I think communication is a clear factor. And one of the advantages of being friends with someone is you get to see their level of communicating. You know, are they very vulnerable? Do they shut down? How do they communicate? What's their communication style? So I think when you are close to someone and they're not showing you their representative because they're just being themselves, I think that can breed a ground for two people who may have a lot of things in common, who are never interested in each other, to find a lot of commonality and a lot of common ground that causes them to be interested in. Burn, you hit it right. Consistency is one of the most important tools to success, or one of the most important characteristics and skills. So if you have somebody who's consistently been there for you, the fear when marrying someone is that they won't be there for you. So this person has shown you that they will. I think that can trump a lot of different other factors that that person may not meet in the beginning that made you interested in them,
wow.
but that made you choose them later on.
I'm still like, I'm not thinking about it only because we're talking about it on the show, but I'm trying to force myself to think about kissing like one of my friends or something. And again, it's like, ooh, I cannot do that. I don't know. I'm either romantically attracted to someone or, you know, sexually attracted to them, or I'm not. And I don't know. It's a very fine, not fine. It's not a fine line. It's a thick line, actually. It's like they're very separate to me.
Well, Vern, you know, the tricky part, right? The rule of thumb is that in a heterosexual platonic friendship, there's usually one person who may have romantic interest in that person,
yes.
but has suppressed it, right? That has suppressed
yeah.
it. So that means all the guys who are your male friends who have just kind of been lying and waiting for their opportunity, you have just killed all their hopes and dreams on the national airwaves.
You know what? I thought of something funny. This is funny. So I had this long guy for years, right? And I was like, hey, you know, and I was, you know, friends with, you know, I would always be real friendly with him. Well, one day, this was a couple of years ago, he said to me, he's like, I can't even go into the story without being embarrassed, but he basically tried to grab me and kiss me. And I was like, what? You know, I mean, he completely shocked me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to be careful who you're real friendly with because he'll take it the wrong way.
Yeah, I think about it. You know, one of the things is that we all struggle with is, do you see me? Does the world see me? Who sees me? That validation from people. So when you have somebody who's very friendly to you, you can misunderstand it as for interest at time, because again, a lot of people struggle with being seen and wanting people to notice them. And when you notice them, it's very validating for them.
Uh-huh.
So it can definitely confuse people.
Well, you know, my second husband, who used to say this to me all the time, he still does. I think it used to bother him that I was so friendly, you know, and he's not necessarily a jealous guy. But, you know, guys have their territories, right? They don't like, you know, their girl getting hit on. Right. Yes.
No. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. No.
But he used to tell me that women underestimate. Let me see if I can get this straight. Women underestimate if a man's attracted to them, and men overestimate, if a woman's interested in them, that a woman can be friendly and a man will think, ooh, she's hot for me. But it's not that way, vice versa. Does that make sense?
Yes, I would agree. I think that men, you know, can be very egocentric, and we sometimes have narcissistic qualities and think that anybody who's interested in us, you know, we kind of have the king of the castle mentality. And
uh-huh.
it makes us think that everybody wants us. And then sometimes women can be very naive to not realizing, hey, that guy, he likes you. He's interested in you. That's why he goes out of his way to do these things. And
yeah.
I'm not saying that's always the case, right? Because, again, there are a lot of people who are just genuinely our friends, and they're genuinely interested in our well-being. And they wouldn't sleep with us if we offered it. But I do think that we always have to be mindful of people. And I hate to say it that way, but we do have to be mindful of the people's attentions around us at times.
Well, you know, you and I have been in studio many times. We're not in studio together today, but we've been in studio many times. You know how friendly I am, you know, like I'm just that kind of person. I love engaging with people. You could call it flirting, whatever. I flirt with women then too, because I'm the same way with women as I am with men. I love to make people laugh and engage with them. So you're saying that sometimes people just misunderstand that.
Yeah, people would assume, a lot of our thoughts and beliefs are formed through assumptions, right? So we don't take the time to be curious and ask questions. And so, and why would I want to be embarrassed and say, hey, Bern, I noticed that you're always nice to me. You know, are you having romantic dreams about me? So I think nobody will ever, you know, want to put themselves out there and say that. I think it's more so the tricky part is, how does a person interpret it? You know, are you speaking to their love language by flirting with them? Are you speaking to a trigger of a need that wasn't met by giving them that attention? And I think that is our factors that we have to take into consideration. Now, with that being said, I think people are drawn to people who pay them attention in general. You know, when you were in school, that teacher who, you know, hey, Bern, you know, what's the question? That became your favorite teacher because she constantly called on you. So she was drawn to you. It becomes one of your favorite teachers. We're drawn to people who show interest in us.
Yeah.
And so that's maybe why sometimes you see these situations happening.
Yeah, I just like to have fun. I just like to have fun. I'm the fun girl. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We're going to go for a quick break. Everyone, stay tuned. More coming up with DeJuan Bennett. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Want to advertise on One Life Radio? Send us an email, info@oneliferadio.com.
We have an exciting announcement to make. Jared Ramirez, our on-air microbiome expert and his team at Enviromedica, took home the 2021 Nexti Award for Best New Product Supporting a Healthy Microbiome. The Nexti Awards recognize the most progressive, innovative, inspiring, and trustworthy products in the natural products industry. We've always known about their TerraFlora Deep Immune Symbiotic. It provides broad-spectrum gut health support while strengthening the body's adaptive response to immune challenges. It is a completely elevated gut immune system support product, a perfect welcome addition to your supplement routine. Visit Enviromedica.com to learn more and order your TerraFlora Deep Immune Symbiotic. Congratulations, Enviromedica.
10 years of positivity on your radio. This is One Life Radio.
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that song in years. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix and DeJuan Bennett. We are continuing our broadcast live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. Our topic is the benefits of being friends before partners with DeJuan Bennett. DeJuan is a licensed professional counselor with 2 master's degrees and over 12 years of counseling experience. He currently has his own practice here in Dallas, Texas, DeJuan Bennett Counseling. He believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master self-awareness and emotional control. You can find DeJuan on Instagram at d.bennett_counseling or his website simply dbennettcounseling.com. And that Bennett is with 2 N's and 2 T's. So great to have you with us and continuing this conversation. DeJuan, so the benefits of being friends before partners. What are some of the benefits of finding romance from a friendship?
Bern, it's a couple. If we think about it, for a lot of people, those first date nerves or jitters, I mean, it can be really hard to go through the process of dating when you don't know, you know, what to wear. You don't know what to say. You don't know what this person may look like in person, you know, if you met them online or things of that nature. So one of the benefits that you want to see first is there is no first date nerves. There's no jitters because, you know, You like Junior talked about, him and his wife were already friends. So, you know, their dates were just like, hey, we're getting up. Let's meet up. Let's hang out. It's not that nervous jitters that you may have associated with this.
They weren't just like friends, like, you know, like he wanted to have sex with her. That's the difference, right? He wanted her the whole time. That's what I'm trying to decipher here. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I can't imagine even kissing, let alone having sex with one of my good guy friends. It grosses me out.
It didn't start out like that, though. Like, I mean, you can't look at it. I don't think you can. If you're attracted to a female, yes, you're going to think that way. But that really wasn't, I mean, you can say it wasn't, but I'm telling you, that really wasn't the way it was for me. It was, I felt like, because I knew her before we even started dating. She was best friends with my sister, and I started getting attracted to her when we started working together. And then we worked together. We started talking. I was like, okay, she's actually kind of cool. Then we started hanging out, you know, outside of work. And then it built into more.
Did she think you were cute?
I have no idea. She always just says she thought I was funny.
I would love to know. Yeah,
she
and you're
says
funny.
She funny. So
okay, funny's a big thing. Yeah, a guy could be. I don't care what he looks like. If he's not funny, forget about it. You got to have a good sense of humor to get through life, right?
That's one of them, right?
They're, yeah,
you're fun. Like when you are on a date with a friend, you know that they're fun. Well, if they are fun, you may know their past. I mean, if Junior and his wife were, I'm pretty sure Junior, if he was doing anything crazy with women, it disgusted his sister, and his sister would tell her best friend. So she had a idea of who Junior was as a person because they had that common relationship within their friends. And so that's another advantage of things. And then we talked about it so many times, just being comfortable. I think, you know, when you're comfortable with somebody, it really makes a big difference. If we were colleagues before and we worked together and we're used to seeing each other, I've seen you on good hair days, I've seen you on bad hair days, and you just feel like this person is accepting of you because right. they know you.
But don't you have to be a little bit, I'm speaking from personal experience, okay? You have to be attracted to that person. You have to think they're cute, or you have to feel like, oh wow, they're hot or something. There has to be, and we've talked about this with Vaughn actually too, where in order for a relationship to last long term, you have to have that sexual energy between the two of you, right? To some degree.
I think, yes, I think you need to be attracted to them, but I don't necessarily believe that attraction always has to be physical, right? You could be attracted to a person's drive, right? You could be attracted to how vulnerable they are. You could be attracted to their personality or their protectiveness. You could be attracted by how good they are with around your family, your friends, your kids, and things of that nature. So I do think there has to be some level of attraction. I think that I'm not going to say it's overrated. I think physical attraction is important. Like, you know, people kind of have to match to a certain right. degree. But I do think we put so much emphasis in it that you have people who have really good people that they're dating, but because they're not physically attracted to that person, they don't think they have the ability to be in a really good relationship with them. And I think that's incorrect. I think you can build attraction over time if you think about it. In other countries around the world, a lot of their marriages are arranged, Burr. They don't know these people. They probably never looked at these people before. And they have I think it's either 3 or 7. Those numbers are drastically different. But it's either a 3% divorce rate or a 7% divorce rate compared to what we have in this country at 55%. So these people who are in these arranged marriages who probably don't really know this person, their marriages are lasting a lot longer and they're staying married. And they've learned to love each other and they've learned to appreciate each other. And it's not always about the look.
Yeah. No, you made me think of someone that I fell deeply in love with many, many years ago, who at first I was not attracted to him at all. I promise you, like, not at all. But he was so funny. He was so funny. And he worked at the department. This is when I worked for family court for the state of New York. And he was an attorney for the, I can't remember the name of the department. But anyway, and I used to see him all the time. And he was always cracking jokes. He was so much fun. I fell deeply in love with him. And it never worked out. And he actually passed away, unfortunately. God bless his soul. He passed away about 10 years ago. But I was not attracted to him initially. And so there you go with the sense of humor thing, right? He made me laugh every single day, sometimes 10 times a day.
When somebody can make you laugh, we can be attracted to people in different ways. I mean, let's be honest, there are some people who are attracted to people because of their money, their status, right? You know, mm-hmm. Let's think about this. You know, when I was younger, they used to say women love men in a uniform. They probably wasn't really attracted to that man. They were attracted to the power or the status that he had. And that's the thing that probably made them attracted to that man. So I think the physical part of it is important, but it's not as important as society tries to make it, because you see, you know, a hot person with a not so hot person all the time. And that relationship is a good relationship and a happy relationship. They just were attracted to something else other than that person's looks.
Well, you know, are there any negatives to the benefit of being friends before partners? Are there any negatives at all?
Yeah, there could be. And one of the big negatives is assuming that a person who is a friend with you in one type of way is also that exact same person in a dating romantic relationship. I think a person can be different when they're your friend opposed to where they're dating you, right? Because when they're your friend, they just hold you to the standard of being a friend. You're there when you're there, and when you're not there, you're not there. But when they're dating you, they may have some unhealthy attachments where, you know, they need a lot more reassurance and things of that nature. So I think confusing that or assuming that just because a person's a good friend means that they'll be a good partner can be a problem. And then the other one is if you are pursuing this person, but under false pretense, like you're playing the friend role, but reality is you're just trying to, you know, get in their pants.
Right. Well, you made me think of something, and this might be, I don't know if I should say this. I don't know if I should go here, but here we go. Okay. So I was thinking, like, the people get too casual when they're real good friends, like they'll fart in front of each other or something. Right. But Junior, help me out here. Are you turning red under your beard?
No.
But you know what? I don't want to hear my boyfriend fart. I'm sorry, or my husband. That's it's like, you know, don't. We're never going to be that friendly or that casual. Okay. I don't want to hear your farting or whatever, or burping. I just don't want to hear. I that to me is like, it wouldn't bother me if it was a friend. For a friend, like if they burped, I'd say, you're gross, you know, but if you do that to your husband or your boyfriend, you're going to hurt their feelings, but you shouldn't do that. You get too casual, right? Am I nuts? No?
No.
Do you fart and burp in front of your wife, Junior? I'm guessing you do.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, we've been together so long, it's whatever.
But
I will say this, to this day, she has never done either in front of me. She still doesn't even admit to doing it at all.
Exactly, because you know what?
But I don't care.
Why? Okay, so
I've actually gave my wife a bottle of soda and begged her to slam it just so she would burp in front of me, and she did. She drank the soda, and she can't burp.
Huh. You're speaking to the argument that we constantly have, that men list of what they need to be in a relationship with a woman is a lot less than what a woman needs.
Oh,
like, man, we don't care about none of that stuff.
Nah.
You can fart, you can burp, you can
leave the door open when you go to the bathroom. Yeah. I really don't care.
Oh gosh, you guys.
I don't care.
I care. I don't even want to know that you do that. Like, just that's
it's
your business.
Life, man. Everybody does.
I know, but there's, I don't know. There's something about it that just, I don't know. It's too much transparency. It takes away the allure or something, or the, I don't know. It takes away the romance to me. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to hear my boyfriend farting all over the place.
That's
really?
Stinking thinking right there.
thinking. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Burn got all these perfection standards.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. I just,
lower
I don't know
your standards
why.
A little bit.
I don't think my father ever did that. And my mother, I don't remember them. You know, I don't know. Where do I get that from? Why do I feel that way? What's wrong with me, Dewan?
I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I do think that you, a lot of women are like that. They don't want to be unladylike, and they may feel like farting, burping, and smacking at the table and things like that are unladylike. It's not polite. It doesn't show good manners. I think men are probably less inclined to always consider manners in certain situations, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I do think that there are some people that can think it's unpolite and rude and things of that nature, and you're just mindful of that. You're mindful and considerate that somebody else may think it's unpolite and rude, where Junior and I are probably like, I mean, it's natural. I have to pass gas. I'm going to say, excuse me, if I pass gas or burp or things of that nature. It's no biggie. I'm not going to leave you because you pass gas or burp, depending on the smell.
Yeah. I just got a text from a listener, and they said I'm the same way as me, you know. And I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting, right? Interesting to talk about it.
I mean, I don't go out of my way to do it in front of her, but I mean, if it happens, it happens. Like, I'm not.
Well, yeah. Because sometimes it just happens, you know, it happens. See, I get embarrassed right now. I'm turning red just thinking about what I'm thinking.
Oh, I hope one. I still wait for the day that it accidentally slipped. Like, I can't wait for my wife to do it in front of me once. Like, she's never done it in 20 years. I'd be excited.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I would.
You would be excited? What about if she did it during sex? Would you be excited?
I don't think I would care, honestly.
Yeah, well, right. We can't complain. I mean,
I would probably celebrate right in the middle, be like, "Yes, finally!"
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
And Burn, I think it represents a level of comfort, right? I'm your partner. I'm your, you know, you should be comfortable in all aspects. If I'm going to be there to take care of you when you're, I watch you've had a baby. I mean, come on, I watch a whole person come out of you. So, mm-hmm. I've seen just about everything. So I'm not worried about any of that stuff.
No, and I agree with that. There should be like a very, there should be a high level of comfort with one another. No question about it. I don't know. I don't know, Junior. I feel the same way as your wife. So I don't know. Ask her. Ask her tonight.
She doesn't even admit to ever doing it ever in her life. So, I mean, it's, you know.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We are blowing through this hour, having a lot of fun. I like that. We'll be right back with Dewan Bennett, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Want to advertise on One Life Radio? Send us an email, info@oneliferadio.com.
Hey everyone, there's a chill in the air, which means fall and football are here. And nothing tastes better when you're watching the game than a great tasting holiday beverage. So we have some great news. The makers of Sun Warrior plant-based protein have now made your favorite holiday drinks even better by making them delicious and good for you. Sun Warrior has added two all-time favorite holiday flavors to two of their best-selling products to create the Pumpkin Spice Warrior Blend Protein and Peppermint Bark Collagen building protein peptides. Grab your ice shaker and mix these two with your favorite warm or cold beverage to create a healthy holiday drink. The price-friendly introductory sizes will only be available for a limited time, so order yours today starting October 5th at sunwarrior.com/OLR. They are the perfect stocking stuffer. Combine them with an ice shaker and you've got the ideal health-minded holiday gift. Visit sunwarrior.com and iceshaker.com to check out all of their amazing products. Happy holidays from Sun Warrior, Ice Shaker, and One Life Radio.
A decade of educating and learning. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix and DeJuan Bennett. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. We are talking about the benefits of being friends before partners with DeJuan Bennett. So, DeJuan, is it healthy to have a friend with benefits, meaning a sexual relationship, without being in a committed romantic relationship? And can these types of situations lead to a successful romantic.
You keep trying to replace the success with sex, Burns. Hear what's going on over there.
Oh my gosh, you always crack me up. Oh my gosh, you're such a good friend, DeJuan. I love being on the air with you. But can those types of situations lead to a successful romantic relationship?
I wouldn't say they're not healthy. I wouldn't say they're healthy or they're unhealthy. I think it depends on the person. I do think there are some people who can be friends with benefits. Maybe they're not in a position in their life where they are able to be in a relationship. You know, they could be going through different transitions or coming out of a relationship or things of that nature. So maybe they're not in a position where they could be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, they are still interested in that romantic connection with that person. But I think it has to be boundaries there. And I think, again, am I kind of that person just waiting for my opportunity? So you're kind of, I'm not going to say you're leading me on, but I'm hoping that it will be more and I'm just kind of staying around. That could be a problem if you have your hopes up about something that will never be.
Right, like acting cool, like, yeah, I'm cool with just being friends with benefits, you know, when really you're not. Which, I don't think it's a good foundation for a long-lasting relationship at all. But what if someone wants to be in a romantic relationship with someone and they just want to be friends? Should you still be friends with them in the hope that it turns romantic?
I think that's tricky because, again, you know, how does the rejection affect you? Does it cause you to be in situations where you don't want to be around that person anymore? I have plenty of friends, plenty of clients that have shown interest in someone and it didn't work out and they're still friends with that person and they shot their shot. It didn't go in. So they've continued to just stay friends. But I also think that some people, they just can't handle it because again, it reminds them of the constant rejection. And then they see this person dating other people, being interested in other people. And they're like, what's wrong with me? So I do think it can be difficult. To be in a situation with someone where you have romantic interest in them and they're not romantically interested in you.
Yeah, that would be difficult for sure. What if you're online dating? So many people online date now. I mean, we had an expert on the show last week that wrote a book about online dating. And, you know, it's almost impossible to start as friends, isn't it? Are there other ways to meet people platonically or maybe like on your, what do you call it, your profile? You could say, hey, I just want to be friends.
It's hard, right? Because it's an online dating site, right? If we want to just meet friends, we should go to Facebook for that, right? But if we're trying to meet people on, you know, Hinge or Tinder or things like that, then, I mean, it's a dating site. They're looking for hookups. They're looking to meet people. So I think it's hard. I think, you know, yes, there are millions of people finding romantic love on dating websites, but we still forget the traditional ways that people are meeting each other. You know, there are people who are meeting each other in college. There are people who are meeting their colleagues at work. Junior just talked about his girlfriend, his wife. They met, you know, through his sister, and then they worked together. I've been with my wife since college. We met in college. So I still think people are meeting people in environments that they frequent the most. So church, you're probably likely to meet somebody at church if you go to church a lot. If you go to the gym a lot, you may find somebody at the gym. It's really about those environments that you frequently find yourself in that you're more likely to meet someone because there's an interest already exhibited within anxiety that you guys are in.
How can we tell a friend that we're interested in more than a friendship? And does it damage the friendship if the other person doesn't feel the same way?
I think it can damage the friendship if the only reason you were friends with that person is because you were trying to pursue them. Mm-hmm. I think if there was a friendship established first and you've seen a lot of value in that person as a friend and somebody you wanted to spend time with, I think the friendship can be salvaged simply because you were friends first. So your foundation is based on friendship and not a romantic interest. But I do think that when you have an idea that a friend is romantically interested in you, even though they may have not said it, but you're seeing all the signs, you should probably sit that person down and have a conversation with them so that you're not leading them on, because they may feel like you're leading them on if you're letting them do things for you that makes them assume that, hey, you know, it's reciprocated. So we should make sure we're having those conversations with people.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people say that it's impossible for a man and a woman to become friends or be friends without one of them wanting a romantic relationship. Do you agree?
I think it's hard. I think it's hard. I don't think it's impossible, because obviously there are a lot of male and female platonic relationships around. But I think, you know, if we're talking about heterosexual relationships, I think men and women are naturally drawn to each other. You know, we're put on this earth to procreate, right, in various reasons. And I think that, you know, what happens if you and your male best friend, you guys are taking a trip to Las Vegas, and do you share a hotel room? Because you'll be able to do that with your female friend. Mm-hmm. Are you able to do that with your male friend? And then what happens if you guys are getting undressed in front of each other and things of that nature, or you guys are both drunk? So I think it can happen. I do think it's harder. I think the same thing may go for same-sex relationships. You have, you know, two women who, you know, they're both interested in women and they are friends. I think there's moments of weakness where they see things about their friend that makes them interested and intrigued, and now they've crossed the line. So I think it can happen. I think it's just harder.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the clock. We only have about a minute, Junior, left?
Until the music starts, yeah.
Yeah, until the music starts. And so, you know, I don't know where I want to go with this in such a short time. what do you want to say? What are some of the final thoughts you want to get out to the listeners, Dewan?
I want to say it's important to understand who you're with, right? Regardless if you guys were friends first or you met on the dating side, I think getting to know the person that you are dating is important. Being around their friends, getting to know them, understanding the difference between, hey, are we just friends with benefits or are we in a relationship, right? Paying attention to the signs and getting to know what those are. Mm-hmm. So I think when it's all said and done, try your best to really get to know the people that you're going to invest your life into.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a good message.
Yeah, and I know the music's going to start here in a second, but how important is romance in a relationship, period? So if you're such good buddies, you know, and you're farting all over the place in front of each other, what about the romance? I'm all about the romance. Come on. There's some music. Give me something now.
Well, there's some cultures where, you know, in different countries and different cultures, that's perfectly appropriate. Romance is subjective. So be yourself. Love yourself. And if the person doesn't want you farting in front of them, don't.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. What a fun show. I just loved it. How much fun we had today. I hope you enjoyed it, Dewan. And I hope so did you, Junior. Mm-hmm. I know I did. And yes. I hope the listeners enjoyed it, too. Dewan, thank you so much. Everyone, if you want to get a hold of Dewan, his website is dbennettcounseling.com. All right, we got to go. I want to go have some fun. It's Thursday. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and have some fun.